It's Monday morning, rush hour, at the Gwinnett Transit Center, and Yvette McPherson has missed her bus.
What happened was we got to Dorville train station, and the number 10 that we take was late getting us to the Gwinnett Transit County Center, and the 30 left before the 10 got here.
She's one of the smattering of people gathered at the Modest Transit Center, just a few bus shelters and a parking lot next to Gwinnett Place Mall. McPherson says Gwinnett County Transit, or GCT, is part of her commute every weekday. She'd prefer to drive, but she shares a car, and the person she shares it with doesn't have other transit options. So she's stuck with the bus.
And this only makes going to work even worse because now I'm an hour behind, so now I'm going to spend my day playing catch-up.
McPherson says GCT is the worst transit system she's ever had to deal with. She also rides MARTA, but says it's not this bad. Gwinnett had chances to join MARTA in 1971 and 1990, but both times, voters there said no. And when Gwinnett created its own transit system in 2000, they did it independently of MARTA. And though GCT does offer connections to the MARTA system, express service into Atlanta, and 6 local bus routes, it's still not popular with riders like McPherson.
The majority of the comments were that it was inefficient. It didn't go to where I wanted to go. I actually got several comments that indicated they wish the Gwinnett County bus system was more like MARTA's bus system.
That's Chuck Warbington, the head of the Gwinnett Village Community Improvement District. And those comments came from an event the group put on earlier this year called the Great Exchange. It was a kind of virtual countywide town hall meeting and text message survey. Warbington says the initial results from the Great Exchange show opinions on transit are changing in Gwinnett. Essentially, people want more of it, whether that means expanded coverage from GCT or even from MARTA. And a recent poll from the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce shows MARTA's more popular in the county than it once was. 63% of respondents said they'd welcome this system into Gwinnett, but only 50% said they'd want to pay for it.
This initiative bared that out as well. It's not scientific by any means like a poll, but we saw a huge response there. I think we have elected officials that are grappling with, you know, how do we fund this? How do we make sure that this is palatable to ultimately the voters?
It's really a balancing act between providing the service that our citizens need and working within our budgets and really looking out for our taxpayers as well.
Alan Chapman is the head of Gwinnett's Department of Transportation. He's leading the team developing a long-term transportation plan for the county, which he says will look at improving GCT. Within limits.
We would work to constrain the plan so that it's something that could realistically be implemented with expected funding.
But if the past is any precedent, it might not make sense to plan for much. Expanding the system would mean asking Gwinnett voters to approve a special local option sales tax. And the County Board of Commissioners, who puts together the sales tax proposals, has never asked for any transit funding. For Chapman, that might not matter so much. He doesn't depend on the bus.
I'm so close to work that I really would not need that service.
But a lot of people do. 1.7 million trips were taken on GCT last year by riders just like Yvette McPherson.
I mean, I have a family to get home to. Now, I can't leave at 5. I have to leave at 6, which means I won't get home until 8:30, almost 9 o'clock, because I then have to try and deal with this going the opposite direction.
After about an hour of waiting, McPherson's bus finally arrives. As for improvements to the system she rides every day, it looks like she'll be waiting for those a little while longer. Sam Whitehead, GPB News.